Morning Watch. Laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming, week 10. Governing principles that we need to see and experience in order to possess Christ as the good land. Saturday. Related verses. Exodus 31:3. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom and with understanding and with knowledge and with all kinds of workmanship. Colossians 4:2. Persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving. 1 Peter 2:5 and 9. You yourselves also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people acquired for a possession, so that you may tell out the virtues of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Mark 6:30-32 and 45-46. And the apostles gathered together to Jesus and reported to him all that they did and all that they taught. And he said to them, "Come by yourselves privately to a deserted place and rest a while." For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have opportunity to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place privately. And immediately he compelled his disciples to step into the boat and go before to the other side toward Bethsaida, while he sent the crowd away. And after he said farewell to them, he went away to the mountain to pray. Related reading. The record in Exodus stresses strongly the infilling of the Spirit of God. The tabernacle was designed by God himself. Yet the tabernacle was not built by him directly. It was built by his people who were filled with him, that is, with his Spirit. The Spirit of God is God himself. The Spirit of God is God reaching us. When he reaches us, the very reaching God is the Spirit. God cannot build his dwelling place by himself. He can do it only through willing and empty vessels. Whether the church is living and fresh and enriched depends on this one thing, that we are being filled continuously with the triune God. For this, dear brothers, we need first the willingness and second the emptiness. The third thing that we need is the instant, constant prayer. We must pray. We need to empty ourselves, knowing that whatever we can do is not counted. It is not only rejected, but even condemned by God. We have to realize this. Then we will see our need of God and will pray constantly and instantly. Elders in the church are not a special class. They do not have a special rank. Elders are just normal believers. They simply set a pattern for the rest of the believers to follow. Thus, when the Bible tells us that all believers should pray unceasingly, the elders should set an example. All that the New Testament charges the believers to do, the elders should do. Since you are taking the lead, you should carry out all that is commanded by God. All believers may not be able to do this, but you should. If you are short of willingness, short of emptiness, short of prayer, I cannot help you, nor can you be of help to others. We should pray, "Lord, by your mercy, I am willing. In your grace, I am empty. I am open to you with utter emptiness. I do not want to hold on to anything of my past experiences. I want to be fresh." All the time, unceasingly, pray to be filled with him. Then you will experience wisdom, understanding, and knowledge coming to you like a tide. You will be under the flooding of divine wisdom, divine understanding, and divine knowledge. You will know how to contact the saints with the divine nature, how to supply them with Christ, how to build them up with the redemption of Christ and with God's judgment. You will also have an inner ability to build up the saints in transformation and in the church life, not just to build them in character, but to build them up as a dwelling place for God. The crucial lack is this continuous prayer on the part of all the elders. Whatever the locality, you are short of prayer, so you are short of the Spirit. It is when you are fully condemned in your prayer that you receive wisdom and the real understanding of the Lord concerning the situation, concerning people, and concerning the church. The Christian life is a life of prayer. Concerning persevering in prayer, I wish to say that we need to be willing to make a deal with the Lord, even to make a vow to Him, that we will be a praying people. If all the saints in all the churches make such a deal with the Lord, the recovery will be greatly enriched and uplifted. Furthermore, the saints will enjoy the Lord, His presence, and His instant and constant anointing. All day long, they will enjoy the smile of the Lord's face. As we persevere in prayer, the living person of Christ becomes our experience and our enjoyment.